Saturday morning. Time for Green Country Gardener on K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville, Pahuska, Barnstall, and the Osage Region, Enterprise Sod Store, ABS Performance, Patriot GMC Hyundai, and Overlee's Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Well, if you have a gardening question for Mr. Larry Glass, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Adam, good morning. Good seeing you.
It's good to see you on this Saturday morning. Kind of cool this morning, but not bad.
Oh, no, no. That's about right for this time of year. 58 degrees is good.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of weather when it gets cool at night that we can plant things that are good for the fall. Things like
what?
Pansies and kale.
Pansies.
Yeah, and tulip bulbs and fescue grass.
Oh, wow.
Seed, yes. And sod, too. I think it's... What's the low temperatures this week? What's going to happen?
I would say by Monday evening, lower 60s.
In the mid-60s at night. That's not too bad, I guess. It'll do all right. But anyway, I like the temperature down in the 50s at least for doing grass seed and sod. But
upper 50s for tonight's lows. Actually, mid-50s tonight and upper 50s tomorrow night.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a mid-50s child myself. So.
Oh, you were?
You weren't, though.
I wasn't. I wouldn't know. I wasn't even born back then. Yeah. No.
Golly, at the nursery,
what's going on in the nursery?
We have a great selection of mums right now. We have a great selection of fall-color trees. I planted a big old maple yesterday. I was racing a rainstorm that never got here.
I think we were all chasing rainstorms, or they were chasing
us.
That tree
was so heavy. Oh, golly. I had one of the guys working with me. He's about half my size. And not even half my age. But he wasn't much help. That was one heavy tree. But anyway, we got it in the ground and really hustled to get it in there, and then it didn't rain.
It's
kind of a disappointment. But anyway, it was in a part of town where the soil is really good. That's the only reason why we got it in time when we did was the quality of the soil.
We talked about that last week. There's some portions of the city have good soil, others not so good.
Oh, you can't plant a tulip bulb at my house.
You can't.
Without having to take out a bucket of rocks.
Oh.
But on this one, the soil was just deep and nice. Earthworms all in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Earthworms.
Yeah. What's that?
I thought they'd come out during the spring, earthworms.
They're there all the time. However, they do in the wintertime. They go slink in the ground and kind of play it quiet for a while.
Right. Come back.
It's kind of hard to dig around in frozen soil. So they adapt and go down deeper and go and curl up into a little ball and sleep all winter. But that was good. We got that planted, and I planted another tree this week that it's pretty good soil too. So in an area where you wouldn't expect. So it's so variable in this town where the soil is good and where it's bad. I know where I planted this tree yesterday. If we were to go one block north, we would have had to rent a jackhammer.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That bad?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So anyway.
Wow.
It's time to get those trees out on the ground. We planted some Japanese maples this week, and so we've just been busy.
Yeah.
Doing all kinds of stuff. So
good. It's always good to be busy.
And the mums are out. We have any color from white to yellow to bronze to about anything in between, purples, and so on. All kinds of color of mums. And we have it from a small size to the big size, depending on how big you want to start with, so on. They make great pots and containers. If you had some containers on the patio that are somewhat retired at this point, so you might consider refreshing them a little bit and enjoy some color in the fall. Flowering kale is out too. The kale and cabbage, flowering kale and cabbage, mm-hmm. is what we have. And it it hasn't really begun to color up yet. And that doesn't really occur until the nighttime temperatures get a bit cooler than they are now. Mm-hmm. So once that happens, the flowering kale and cabbage will get in there. But you need to get it in the ground now so the root system can take and really get established. So when it does get cold, it will be able to take the weather rather well. It'll be tolerate the cold conditions quite well. It is a survivor here in town, but the conditions prior to it getting cold have to be met. And in other words, it has to be established. Mm-hmm. So if you really want some kale plants, get on the ball.
Do it now.
Get them in the ground.
Do it right now?
Right now. Yes. Also, it's time to start fertilizing your fescue grass. It's also time to put down pre-emergent for henbit and chickweed and other obnoxious spring weeds such as dandelions and so on. And for that, we have a product called Protamine. It does have a fertilizer carrier in it, but it wouldn't hurt the Bermuda grass to give a little bit before winter. But I wouldn't overdo it with the Bermuda grass. You do, however, want to fertilize that fescue grass. And we've got the Milorganite or the Southern Green Up fertilizer. Works rather well, too.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We've had a little bit of rain right now. And there really, is there any rain in the forecast?
Well, a little bit tonight and about 40% tomorrow. Huh. But we only had at Bartlesville Airport just 8/100ths of an inch.
Well, they didn't have much at the airport.
No.
They didn't see my gutters overflowing at the house.
Why'd you have more rain than they did? Or
must have, I guess. It really downpoured for quite a while, actually.
Yeah. Well, I know places west of Tulsa got about 3 inches of rain. Saw a report over there.
Well, that's a bit too much.
That was way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All at once.
Yeah. I think, some of the areas, Copan had 3/100ths of an inch, Nowata 15, actually 1/18ths of an inch, and Winona in Osage County, 5/500ths of an inch.
Cool. So you know all the stats. That's pretty cool.
I got them right there. Had a little cheat sheet.
Oh, well, good show.
But I was going to say, I think there were some numbers west of Tulsa had a little over 3 inches of rain.
Wow.
A lot of rain.
Huh.
So.
We had some good lightning, too.
It was a pretty good lightning show last night. That was
good crackly storm. We are, for a lucky caller this week, we have a flat of pansies.
Oh, okay.
To give away.
Okay.
And we have a single flat of pansies to give away. Just one.
Just one. So, just one.
We'll pick the winner at the end of the hour and then announce it before we sign off.
Yeah. Well, before, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our callers, and we're going to take a break. And, again, if you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this on K1.
Fall has arrived and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is now stocked up on pansies, garden mums, ornamental kale, and more. Plus, new shipments of trees and shrubs have arrived ready for the fall planting season. Come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Now's the time to seed your lawn. Green Thumb has fescue seed and all sizes of 5-star premium blend that will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Green Thumb Nursery open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5.
Children. Well, welcome back here to Green Country Gardener. Guess I was trying to get the your musical band to go. They couldn't go.
Well, they're it's a little cool, and they have a hard time getting around when it's cold.
Ah, okay. Well,
those instruments just don't work when it's 55 degrees outside.
No. So. Well, I thought they would work this time. Okay. 55 degrees.
Anyway.
I thought it would be like 30 they wouldn't operate.
In the garden right now?
Go ahead.
Enough, Adam.
Okay.
Anyway.
Enough. All right. Enough. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In the garden right now, we need to be planting trees. It's a great time to plant trees. And I need the exercise, so come pick some out.
Okay.
And shrubs, also shrubs. Keep in mind, the winter and all that, and plant some that might give you some interest in the fall.
What kind of trees? Any type of trees?
We have a good selection of maple trees right now, all kinds of colors. And we have two weeping persimmon trees.
Weeping?
Weeping persimmons. Yeah. Oh, speaking of persimmons.
Yes.
The seeds inside the persimmons are spoons this year.
Oh?
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
That means a lot of snow.
No.
Yes.
No, no, no. No. So, sorry, yeah. I'm not a big snow fan.
The snow's a lot of fun for about 20 minutes. Then didn't you?
For about 20 minutes.
You've had enough of it.
Yeah, you've had enough.
Time to get back to work. But anyway, yeah. The weeping persimmon is a different kind of tree. It's a specimen interest kind of thing. And if you have a garden that needs a focal point, it or another a weeping variety tree might be a good choice to plant in the garden. So keep in mind they are used for specimen interest only. They do have, the ones we do have persimmons on them too. So apparently they are a bearing variety of persimmon. So you get that extra bonus of some wonderful persimmon jelly.
Okay.
During the year. So.
Right.
But anyway, so that might be a one to consider. But anyway, we were talking about trees. So that's just trees. One that came to mind.
Yeah.
And the red maples are out and they're ready to go. Good color on them too.
I think we got a caller on the line. Okay. And let's go ahead and take this caller. And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning? Hello. Good morning. Let's try it one more time. There we go. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country. Well, they just hung up on me. Well, call back. And again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
In addition to planting trees and shrubs, it's a time of year, and has been for quite some time, to divide the iris. And I have a group of iris at my house over there by the on the south side that have kind of outgrown their welcome. They're sort of spread and made a big bunch. Mm-hmm. And I need to move them just to the other side of a group of shrubs. So that'll probably take place today.
Okay.
Probably move them in between building the fence and other duties you got to do. That'll probably happen.
Okay.
And I might get around to planting some pansies and stuff this week also, just for some winter color. Spring bulbs also, things like tulips and daffodils and whatnot. It's the early time to plant them. But generally, the availability is kind of slim right now, so you might find some somewhere. We don't have any yet. But it's a bit early yet maybe for that. But it is the first time to plant those. So lawns, time to install fescue seed.
That time of year, right?
We have a chart at the nursery that tells you how much to use for your square footage. It's a good idea to know how many square feet you have in your yard prior to getting the amount of seed you need. Okay. And you go anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It seems like a rather large area to cover, but...
But it's really not?
No.
Okay.
So, 6 to 8 pounds, that's a pretty good size. That's a pretty good chunk of seed, really, when you consider how much it weighs.
Yeah. So, that's the truth.
Anyway, a good deep tilling is good. A deep tilling, I'd say, about 4 inches.
Right.
Just so the roots will get established. You want a good root system to get established, not necessarily for the winter, but for the ensuing heat in the next year.
Okay.
Right?
So, yeah, right.
Anyway, and some compost also, depending on your soil, will make your efforts more successful. There are many varieties of fescue out there, but we choose one called Five Star. Five Star is a blend of fescues, grasses, all of which have scored very high on the marks as far as growing in this climate is concerned. So it's kind of a sure bet, really. But anyway, fescue will grow in a bit of shade, but they don't prefer. It's more or less a tolerance rather than a requirement for fescue grass. You can grow fescue grass successfully out in the full sun, and there are some lawns here in town that do have a pretty good establishment of fescue on them. It just takes lots of water when it gets hot. Applied properly.
Yeah, why some hot water?
They're not a warm season grass by all means, and they can scorch. It can scorch and dry out rather easily. Mm-hmm. So it is somewhat drought tolerant, but to a point.
Mm-hmm.
if it gets 115 degrees with the sun shining on it. Yeah, they're not going to work.
That would be...
Be prepared to reseed in the fall.
Be prepared for that.
Yeah, and reseeding is something that's frequently done. We've had some people come in want to touch up here and there.
Right.
And we have some small bags for that. You don't have to buy a big semi-truck full of fescue seed to patch in little spots. We've got little two-pound bags, too.
Okay. I think we got a caller on the line. And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about asparagus.
Yes.
And, of course, it's all gone to seed. When can I cut that down?
Probably after a good freeze.
After a good freeze. Yeah. And do I cut that all the way down?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, asparagus is a very hardy, very rugged plant. And it's kind of hard to kill, so feel free to cut it back about any time, really. And actually, in light of the change in the weather, we've had some people's asparagus actually put up some more shoots.
Well, I'm not sure I could find them.
Oh, it's really thick.
So I do need to wait till after it freezes. So.
That would be the best time to do it. You don't want to stimulate them to grow if it's coming into winter, unless you really want to harvest it, but you don't want to exhaust their energy supply for next spring.
Sure.
So wait till the plant knows it's time to quit. So
okay.
I would do it till then. But if you do have some sprouts coming up, enjoy it. I love asparagus myself.
Oh, we do too. So
okay.
All
and,
right.
And
well,
your, go ahead.
I was just going to say it just kind of almost looks like a weed patch. So I just wanted to know when.
Yeah, it's a good plant to have. It's really good for you too. But it just looks kind of rough. So
right.
Okay, your first name, please.
Oh, my first name is Sonia.
Sonia. All right, Sonia. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Oh, I'm not a gardener, but I have an item I'm looking for.
Okay.
I need a good used portable dishwasher.
Okay, that's consumer calls, ma'am. So you might want to call. This is a Green Country Gardener, so you might want to call back here in the next hour or so.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well,
bye-bye.
Adams, you might want to wash your pots.
Yeah, I guess. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
A couple of questions. One, you were saying a week or two ago something about cutting back the knockout roses.
Yes.
To 18 inches, even though they're still blooming, cut them back?
Well, you should have done it a while back, actually. But,
okay.
You can cut them back, but not real heavily at this point.
Okay.
They're putting on some good growth right now. So a lot of red spurs coming out of them. If you look at them, most of them I've seen have a lot of some rapid growth starting. So you can cut them back just a bit right now, but not a whole lot. They just won't develop and bloom in time if you do it real heavily right now.
Okay. And so then cut them back heavily
August.
March?
Yeah. Oh, next spring, yeah. Very, very early February, cut them back.
February?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, because they start to come out at the end of February, 1st of March, really.
Okay. And then what's the best thing to do to get rid of Lespedeza?
Lespedeza. That's a tough one. It has a rather hairy leaf, and it repels a lot of herbicides.
Cattle love it.
Cattle? Kevin says cattle loves it. Kevin will kindly bring his cattle over to your house, and they can eat up all the Lespedeza.
Okay.
Oh, he said, what did I get into now, Kevin? No, doing it just a broadleaf herbicide will probably control that. But keep in mind that it does have a way of not getting killed off by a lot of things.
Yeah, I've tried broadleaf, and maybe I didn't hit it hard enough or often enough or something.
Put some spreader sticker in it.
Some what?
Spreader sticker.
spreader sticker. Uh-huh. Okay, is that like a detergent or something that makes
something like that. Surfactant will help it adhere to the plant. It'd probably have better luck.
Okay.
And your first name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
What's up at the ranch?
Well, Larry.
Hey.
You know, I'm thinking about doing some trim work.
Yes.
Trimming some trees up.
Oh, golly, here we go.
Is now the time?
I can see those trees jumping out of the ground, running away.
Get that chainsaw out and go trim.
Yeah, now's the time you can do that. They're pretty much asleep. They've got enough carbs.
Are they going to sleep?
They have enough carbs in their roots. They're going to make it okay.
And now all the webs from the webworms are starting to come off the trees.
Yes.
They're sitting around on the ground.
It couldn't stay until Halloween, could it?
Just couldn't do it. That would help the trick-or-treaters, scare them to death.
Question for you, though. What's the webworm population going to be like next year?
Well, most likely, you know, there's a lot of breeding going on. Mm-hmm. And so there's probably going to be more of them if we get a pretty wet spring again.
Okay. So be prepared. Yeah.
Be prepared. And I'm not sure, you probably know more about this than I do, though. If they paint the trunks of their trees, mm-hmm. with what?
A real sticky substance.
I know, but what is it?
It comes in a putty tube. We can get it.
But if you get that on pecan trees, and I've noticed white oaks got the webs too.
Really?
White oaks, but not the other oaks.
I noticed English oaks get a little bit of it too.
I have an English oak and it didn't get it. No problem. But the white oaks did.
Okay, white oaks.
And the pecan trees and the walnut trees.
Oh, yeah, the walnuts and your persimmons. Oh, the persimmons.
I don't have a persimmon. And there is, and even a, I have an apple tree that got on it.
Yeah, and sweet gums are bad about it too.
Are they?
Yeah, it's too bad they don't just attack the sweet gums and nothing else.
Well, so but anyway, I've noticed the different kinds of trees that they did and the ones that they leave alone.
Yeah.
So.
It just depends on how much carbs are in the leaves and all that and how they can digest it and so on and so on. It's a chemical thing, I'm sure.
And supposedly we're supposed to have a wetter than normal winter.
Yeah, with the spoons on the persimmons, yes.
I haven't looked at any persimmons.
Oh, well, okay.
But I have that.
They're kind of hard to find right now. There's no leaves on them.
And it's supposed to be a little colder than normal. That doesn't mean it's going to be at the same time, the cold and the wet.
True. Yeah.
You have to have big snow.
We're having a El Nino in the Pacific right now, and it's going to be wetter than normal. Typically south of us, is what they're saying. That's not saying that some of that will bump up here a little bit and get us. We could have a zinger of a snowstorm or two next year.
We don't want any zingers.
But our precipitation is supposed to be about average.
Let me tell you what the webworms did not attack either.
Yes.
Live oaks.
No.
They didn't go near them.
Live oaks typically have Spanish moth on them, and they don't like company, so they don't attack live oaks.
So my live oaks have had a really good year. They love this water.
Oh, golly.
They love the water. They did well.
I've seen a couple of trees that were actually swamped out from the moisture, too. So
really?
And just basically rotted away to trunk rot or stem rot and root rot on them. So it's been a problem with some people's trees.
Not bald cypress.
No, no, no.
They love that water, don't they?
Yeah. They're beautiful trees, I think.
They are.
Very nice.
I've got about two or three different varieties in my yard. Some are upright.
Yeah. One thing that attacks the bald cypress are the bagworms. Did you get any bagworms on them this year? No?
Maybe one or two.
They weren't too bad this year. They were terrible last year. Yeah. But this year, the bagworms weren't that bad. So these insect populations. So
okay, I do have a question.
Cyclical, really.
I've got a Heller. What do you call it? Heller?
Heller's Holly?
No. What's the upright blue cypress? The one that grows more upright.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them, but... Hortzmann.
Hortzmann.
Okay. Blue Atlas Cedar.
And the top of it got knocked off.
Yeah.
I mean, it hung on, and I tried to repair it, and it just died on top. So, will that... If I cut that off, will it...
Yeah. Cut it right at a node on a stem. If you cut it right at the node, the stem that's above it will turn into a leader.
Okay.
And if it grows laterally, get yourself a little piece of bamboo or something and make it...
Go up.
Yeah. Okay. You might have to train it a little bit.
Gonna have to train it.
Yeah, but cut it right at it.
Get a cow whip after it.
Cut it.
Cow whip out after it. Train it.
Yeah, threaten it with your
or
cow.
Or the hot shot. Get the hot shot after it.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, that will make it grow up. If you cut it right just above the node where the other branch is, it'll grow up on its own. But if you leave a stub up there, it doesn't know what to do.
It doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, so you
want to... So I just well cut it off.
Cut it right at another branch.
Okay. All right. And
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That immediately disqualifies the chainsaw.
Well, I can kind of use a clipper on this one.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't want to grow straight, I'll just get the hot shot out after it, and I'll train it.
I'll train it, yeah.
That's right.
You bet.
I'll get that. Let's see. There was one other question I had for you on doing some trim work. Again, I asked you this, but I forgot. Transplanting stuff, is now the time, or do I need to wait until winter?
I'd wait just a little bit. At least until November.
Okay. All right.
For any heavy transplanting, whatnot. So.
Okay. I think I've got all my questions. Is anybody else calling Hoop?
No. No one yet.
All right. We're waiting on Larry.
Yes.
And we're waiting on calls for Larry.
Yeah. 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
We have a flat of pansies for Lucky Color.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky
so,
Color.
So far, everybody's got a 50% chance.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. The boxwoods, is now a good time to plant boxwoods?
Yes.
Or if the winter's too harsh, and will it kill them?
Boxwoods are hardy way north, so they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I planted a bunch of them yesterday, in fact.
What about purple, what do you call those things, purple pixies?
Purple pixie laurel petalums?
Yeah.
Sure. The important thing with them is to keep them watered in the winter.
Okay.
They're not a drought-tolerant plant, and they do not... You get the dry soil and cold weather together, it'll knock them out.
It doesn't like it.
It doesn't like those two combinations.
All right.
Those that are really well watered in the wintertime make it just fine.
All right.
Okay.
I think you got a call.
Yeah. Got a couple callers, by the way. Let's go to them, and we want to say good morning. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if I can still use broadleaf weed control.
Sure. Yeah, it does well when the weather's not overly hot, yes.
Okay, because I have a lot of creeping Charlie in my backyard. If that kills it out, will I have a bare ground?
Yeah, you'll have a bare... Creeping Charlie grows very well in poor soil. So you might want to consider a more upscaled or fertilizer practice on the yard.
Yeah, I know. I did my front yard, but not my backyard. Should I just wait till spring?
Well, actually, you could go ahead and clear it out now with some Roundup and get the soil turned up and put some fescue seed down. And we have, from our webpage at the nursery, we have a link to the Oklahoma Extension Service fact sheets. And that'll tell you when to fertilize your fescue grass.
Okay.
So typically you do it starting right now, Adam, with your with your fescue grass, and then every month, but don't fertilize it in January. Or December, but do it in the winter months typically, and in the spring until it gets warm, then you stop fertilizing. But that's one of the key things, is to make sure, number one, you have plenty of sunlight in the area. And that is at least some dappled light.
I get that.
Yeah, if you got that, and drainage is pretty good and so on. But if you don't have any, you know, any sunlight or anything else, you might consider just nurturing the creeping charlie. Make a ground cover out of it.
Okay. Yeah, it looks all right.
Sure, it works fine. And your first name?
Barbara.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Sure.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
I was wondering if there's any kind of insecticide you can put down when those worms are crawling up the tree, you know, next summer.
Yeah, there was one that was out there, pyrodichlorobenzene. Used to be you put it around the trees, it'll control them, but we can't get that anymore.
Oh, there's nothing?
You could put down some deltamethrin or resmethrin or pyrethrin. You can use those, and it'll work, you know.
Pyrethrin, is that the dog flea dip?
It's what now? Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a dog flea dip, yeah. And let's see, there's others out there you can use too, but typically what's available now is a pyrethrin-based insecticide. And applying it at the proper time is, you just have to be pretty well consistent with it, because they come up all the time.
Yeah. Okay, and also, this last summer I lost a whole bunch of lilacs to borers, is there anything you put down for those?
Yeah, there is a systemic insecticide called imidacloprid, and it comes at Bear Tree and Shrub Insect Control is one of them, and there are several other brands. We have one called Soil Drench, which is has a higher concentration of imidacloprid. It's a high yield product, and it works or Fertilone, one of the two, and it works really rather well to control that. Typically, with the imidacloprid, it's a once a year application too.
One of my trees is right under the eave of the house where it gets, you know, anytime it rains, it gets washed out pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, the advantage of a systemic is that it is within the plant, so it does a pretty good job of controlling it. And it's easy to apply. Typically, you put it in a bucket of water and pour it on the ground, and the plant soaks it up.
Oh, yeah.
Running out of time, though, because the plants really won't be drawing up anything pretty soon, so...
Put it on in the spring before they...
Yeah, spring is good. Early fall is good, too. But they're going to be going dormant here in a little bit, so you want to get after it.
Okay. What was the name of that?
Soil Drench or Bear Tree and Shrub Insect Control.
Oh, Bear. Okay.
The key ingredient is imidacloprid. Okay.
And
your first name again?
Harry.
Harry? Okay, thanks.
Harry.
Who?
E-E-R-Y.
Oh, Jerry. I can't hear this. We've got a bad connection. You keep cutting out, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on my cell phone. It's probably about to die.
Ah, so I'll put you down as Gary, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks now.
All right. Well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have an amaryllis plant that I've had for 3 years. And it grows beautifully and tall, but it has never bloomed. What do I need to do to it to make it bloom?
Right now, stop watering it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it wither away and wilt and die and all that. It won't hurt it.
I do that every winter and put it in the garage where it won't freeze.
Right. And then in the spring, you might consider repotting it into a larger container, perhaps. And
well, I repot it every year when I put it out.
Okay.
Even 1 year, I even put it in the garden and let it grow, and it still didn't bloom.
Well, it's just going to be persistent, isn't it? I knew a guy here in town. He's Charles Cook. I don't know if you ever knew him, but he's golly one of the nicest people you ever met. But he could get them to bloom 3 or 4 times a year. But he has some kind of secret. I don't know what he did, but he can get them to bloom. We always had them in bloom in his house. But the important thing is to let it get really, really kind of dry, and then in the spring when it comes up, make sure it has a lot of intense sunshine and good moisture and good fertilizer on it. So when it wakes up. Now, it sets its blooms before it goes dormant, so the bloom is already set. So if it's not really happy while it's growing, it probably won't do much to set a flower.
Okay, well, it's grown probably 10 or more of those big, long leaves, and they grow about 3 feet long.
Wow, you got a lot of sunshine on it and all that.
Uh-huh. That's on the front porch in the east side.
Well, it should do it. Yeah.
They don't have to be put in the refrigerator.
No, no, not at all. No,
okay.
Just let it dry out.
Well, I'll just go talk to it then.
Yeah. That's about all. You've done it right, so... Maybe you should stop watering it a little earlier in the year, but right now is the time when you need to stop watering it.
Yeah, I've quit watering it this week and cut some of the leaves off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with it.
All right. Thank you a lot.
All right. Thanks. And your first name?
Geraldine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break right now. If you have a gardening question for Larry, just give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Back with Green Country Gardener after this.
Great fans are part of what helps lead the team to victory. That's why American Heritage Bank is your number one fan. Since 1905, American Heritage Bank has put its customers and communities first. As a full-service bank, American Heritage is committed to meeting your banking needs. Whether you need us once a week or once a month, we are here to serve you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com and let us be your number one fan. American Heritage Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store, 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Count on Peters True Value to help make sure your home and loved ones are protected. Now's the perfect time to pick up your choice of a kid worry-free living area smoke alarm or a Nighthawk carbon monoxide alarm. They're available now for just $19.99 each while supplies last. The smoke alarm features a 10-year sealed lithium battery with photoelectric sensor. The carbon monoxide alarm provides reliable protection with battery backup. Shop for these deals now. Peters True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
There we go. There's that orchestra we've been waiting for, 918-336.
Well, it's 58 degrees, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, they're getting loose. They're getting warmed
getting
up.
Loosened up.
Yeah. Loosen up, too. 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We do have a caller waiting patiently. Let's go to the lines. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I missed that part. That you had on the webworms, I've got a big sycamore that's getting infested with it, and I'm considering cutting off some of the limbs anyway on my sycamore because I cut a big root to put in a watering system, and so later I'm going to prune it back a little. But anyway, what should I do at this point to try to reduce the infestation?
Well, that's kind of hard to do. You could put down some granular insecticide on your lawn in July, August, and that should do that should control them to a certain degree. You're not going to get rid of all of them. The insect infestations they're somewhat cyclical, though. We're just in a heavy year, and it's been a few years since we've had any. So just because we have a lot this year doesn't mean we'll have a lot next year.
Okay. Great.
But anyway, just some good common, common practices, trying to keep the insect populations down in your yard by using that would help considerably. And
you spray it around the tree or on the base of it on the trunk? Or?
Yeah, typically on a granular insecticide, you just put it on the ground with your spreader, and it'll zing them while they're in the ground.
Okay. Well, that'll take care of me.
And your first name?
Well, don't need to do that. I'm 85 years old, and I can't do any more planting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Mr. Larry Glass.
We were talking about lawns and what to do right now at this point. Fescue, we discussed fertilizing and putting down some seed and so on. And overseeding is something that a lot of people do too, because the summertime is a bit of a stress on fescue grass in our climate. So overseeding is a common practice used around here in order to thicken it up and make it look better. Mm-hmm. That's done at a rate of about 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you might consider doing that if your fescue grass looks a little scanty. But I've seen some really nice looking fescue grass pretty much everywhere. So
yeah,
fertilizing
it seems like they're going very well.
Will help it out too. A lot of the fescues, the newer ones now, they're somewhat rhizomatous. They're not stoloniferous like Bermudagrass. They're rhizomatous, kind of like an equivalent to iris bulbs, if you will. And they spread through rhizomes underground. So it does get thicker. The five-star does have that characteristic. So some fertilizer and some water, a lot of times, will bring them out really well. And you probably don't need to really, if you just have a few spots here and there, you probably don't need to overseed that much. Mm-hmm. So get a little 2-pound bag and scratch up the bare ground and put it on there and fertilize it real well. Okay, Bermudagrass, leave it alone right now. Sharpen that mower real good. I did sharpen my mower last week, and what a difference.
Really?
It wasn't that bad right now, but I just got it, Wilkinson sword sharp. And it did a great job on the grass. Yeah. Cut all the crabgrass seed heads off, and
How often do you sharpen up that mower blade? It depends.
Whenever the grass blades are not cut very sharply, in other words, they're more or less bruised rather than cut, it's definitely time to cut it, to sharpen it back. But I do it about 3 times during the course of the summer. And it does help the mower work more efficiently, and it does make the grass has a nicer appearance too when you do keep a good sharp blade on it. And it's healthier for the grass. But I got a blade balancer, too. It's a little thing that looks like a top. Mm-hmm. And you set the blade on it, and it'll balance and so on. And the mower runs just, really smooth. Daughter used to like to play with it, with the little, my blade balancer. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So don't fertilize your Bermuda grass at this point. There's no need, and it's not going to use it. I noticed mine is not putting out a whole lot of stolons right now. It's not crawling across the sidewalk like it used to. So it's kind of getting ready for winter. So you don't really want to spur on a lot of growth. So mm-hmm. don't do a lot of fertilizing, and don't get slickered in buying a winterizer for it too, because it does it on its own.
Okay.
A lot of times, if you put fertilizer down, it makes the grass weaker and makes it susceptible to spring dead spot. Spring dead spot is a fungus, and if we're going to have a wet winter, if the spoons are right on the persimmon trees, if we're going to have a wet winter, and we're going to have a lot of spring dead spot too.
Oh,
so try not to fertilize it right now.
All right, Larry, we're going to take one more break.
Alrighty.
And again, if you have any gardening questions for Larry, give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this on K1.
Fall has arrived, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is now stocked up on pansies, garden mums, ornamental kale, and more. Plus, new shipments of trees and shrubs have arrived ready for the fall planting season. Come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Now's the time to seed your lawn. Green Thumb has fescue seed and all sizes of five-star premium blend that will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Green Thumb Nursery open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5.
The countdown to savings is on at Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville. During this year's New Holland Value Bonanza sales event, you can take advantage of more smart ways to save, including 0% financing, cash back, and ever-popular Bonanza Bucks. Bonanza Bucks are like bonus cash just for buying select New Holland tractors and equipment. You'll find the best savings of the year on that New Holland tractor, baler, mower, or harvester you've ever had your eye on. Jensen Tractor Ranch has all the specifics, but time is not on your side. Value Bonanza ends November 30th, so make the trip to Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville and find out how much you can save. Hurry, the Value Bonanza countdown clock is ticking. For commercial use only, 0% offer subject to credit qualifications and CNH Industrial Capital approval. CNH Industrial Capital standard terms and conditions apply. Down payment may apply. Offer ends November 30th, 2015. See your participating New Holland dealer for details.
If there's a tractor in your future, Jensen's got it. Jensen Tractor Ranch, saving prices guaranteed. Bartlesville's New Holland team.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod experts, Enterprise Sod Store at 918-333-6888 or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlee's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville. We've just got about a couple of minutes left in the show, but we talk
annuals.
It's,
there's, you can have color basically all year long if you space out your annual plantings properly and so on. So right now is the time to put out the pansies and the kale and the cabbage.
Okay.
And they give you some color basically in the winter, all winter long, and a lot of times the pansies will bloom up through the snow. And speaking of pansies, we've got a flat of pansies to give away. And
yeah, let's go ahead and pick the winner.
Lucky winner is Gary.
Gary.
He's the one I really couldn't understand the name. He's on a cell phone. So you can come by the radio station here and pick up the certificate for a flat of pansies.
Flat of pansies, so, yes.
Anyway, at the nursery, we do have lots of flats of pansies right now. And the fall color trees are in. We have some burning bush in, too. Some little ones, little burning bush.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
Some big burning bush, too.
Oh, so, yes.
So you can come check those out. And I really like them because they have just a brilliant fall color on them. And the plant itself is just effortless to grow. And it works very well as a backdrop plant or a screen plant. Or as you can even use it as a specimen plant if it's trimmed up properly. I've got examples of that at my house, where one is I've allowed it to grow, and it trimmed it up from the bottom, and it resembles somewhat a Japanese maple in the branching structure and how it, you know, just its overall appearance.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes a bit of culture to get it to do that.
Okay.
And then there's some along the back fence that are used as a medium-sized hedge. And then there's one in the front yard, which is used as a foundation plant. So it's a very versatile plant and virtually insect-free. I say virtually. It can get some problems, like anything.
Yeah.
But very disease-free, very easy to grow, and keep your shovel sharp.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a good week.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.
Big heart. He would not.